The Revision Chapter. The Journal of Enigmatic.
It's a sunny day on the Earth, and students are at the beach of Magnific. They are very sad because Arda's father took him back home. Yasemin is sadder than the others because Arda is her best friend at school.
He bought me a bike on my birthday. He's a very good friend.
She starts crying. She doesn't want her friends to see her tears, so she hides her face.
I'm going swimming.
People can't see her tears in the water, so she dives into the ocean. She starts swimming. She swims and swims. Suddenly, she sees something deep in the water. It is a remote control, she thinks. It looks like the remote control of Enigmatic's teleportation machine. She dives and takes it. She also sees a journal near the teleportation machine. She takes it too. She gets out of the ocean and goes near her friends.
Look! I found these in the ocean. This is the remote control of the teleportation machine, and this is the Journal of Enigmatic.
Everyone stands up. They feel excited.
What should we do with these?
Let's teleport Arda here.
We shouldn't. His father took him back home.
This is the technology of aliens. I think we shouldn't use it.
Let's teleport Enigmatic then.
Are you crazy?
No, listen. Let's invite all the teachers and the police officers to the beach. Later, we can teleport Enigmatic and its space shuttle here. They will see them and they will finally believe us. We can save the world in this way. Also, people will understand Arda didn't start the fire, and he can come back to school.
Good idea. But how do we use this remote control? Miranda, you teleported us to Africa before. The dinosaur hunters, remember? How did you do that?
I shouted, "The dinosaur hunters!" and pushed this button.
Great. Take this. Shout and push this button. Let's see what happens.
Miranda takes the remote control.
Bring the teachers and the police officers here.
She pushes a button, but nothing happens.
Maybe it's broken.
No, it isn't broken. Look, we must enter a password.
But what's the password?
After a short silence, Yasemin shows the Journal of Enigmatic.
Maybe Enigmatic wrote the password here.
She turns the pages.
Oh, it wrote it half in alien language, half in English. We should decipher it first.
You are good at languages, Yasemin. I believe you can.
Yasemin starts reading the Journal of Enigmatic.
A. This is the Journal of Enigmatic. Yasemin is deciphering it. Help her. Fill in the blanks with the words in the boxes.
Day 1 on Earth. After a long journey in space, I finally arrived on the Earth today. I met a human being. His name is Arda. He is shorter than me. I'm not sure about his weight, but I think he is about 45 kilograms. He has got straight hair and brown eyes. The skin color of human beings is strange. It isn't red like our skin color. I think humans are very ugly. I don't like their appearances. Arda says humans are friendly, but he lies. He lies about his character too. For example, he says that he is honest, but he also says he can lie to his friends about me. He thinks I'm stupid, but I'm smarter than him. Anyway, he thinks I am friendly. He trusts me. He helped me change my appearance. Now, I don't look like an alien. I look like a human being. He will also help me make friends with the other students. My mission on Earth will be easy with his help. I can explore this planet and do research on human beings. I will learn everything about them, so they can't win this war. After the war, there will be no human beings left on the Earth. Humankind will become extinct, and we will have their planet. I'm very excited.
B. Enigmatic couldn't remember the names of the sports, but he wrote about them. Read and write the names of these sports.
Day 2 on Earth. Arda took me to the sports complex today. He told me about their popular sports. They are very silly games. For example, they wear a swimsuit and they move in the water. They even train for it. I think it is boring because I can walk on the water. He told me about another sport. It is an outdoor sport, and you slide down on snow. Sounds boring because you don't have an opponent. You just slide down and call it a sport. Human beings give names to these kinds of sports. They call them individual sports. You do them alone. There's another individual sport, and it is worse. You just sit down and relax. You meditate and call it a sport. I really don't understand humankind. They train every day. They go on a diet, and they buy sports equipment to do these silly sports. I did one of the sports with them today. It is a team sport. We played it with a ball. We hit the ball with our feet. It wasn't exciting for me. But after the match, they called me to the principal's office. They think I'm a great player. They are sending me to the international tournament. I can't even remember the name of the silly sport, but I'm a successful player. I think it is a good thing because I can meet the Queen of Sunland at the international tournament. She is a very powerful person. I can find new ways to end the world.
C. Look at the information about the Queen of Sunland and write a short biography as a paragraph.
Day 2. Evening. I spent the afternoon at the library. I searched for information about the Queen of Sunland. This information is very important because they say Queen Madeline can be at the football match next month. I can kidnap her, change my appearance, and look like her. I can be the Queen of Sunland. I can use Sunland's power and start a nuclear war. I can end human life on Earth this way. Later, my species can come and get the world's resources. So I read and memorized her biography. Queen Madeline, born on April 19, 1926. Born in Sunland. Mother, Queen Lisa. Father, King Philip. Sister, Princess Petunia. Husband, King Mark. Year of marriage, 1945. Children, Prince Charlie and Prince Christopher. School, the University of Sunland. Job, ruler of Sunland. Retirement, she still rules Sunland. Grandchildren, 5. Great-grandchildren, 2.
D. Group the dinosaurs as carnivorous and herbivorous.
Month 1. Football finals in Sunland. Today, we went to the football finals in Sunland. I made a plan. I heard the Queen was at the zoo, so I teleported all animals out of their cages. Everyone escaped. Later, I teleported myself into the zoo with Arda and looked for the Queen. I lied to Arda. He thought I teleported those animals to help him, and he thought we went to the zoo to save the Queen. But of course, the real reason was different. I tried to kidnap the Queen, but I was unlucky. She wasn't there. My plan was great, but I failed. Now I need a new plan. So I feel terrible. Arda thinks I feel bad because we couldn't finish the football match. He is so silly. He makes me listen to a song about the champions of the world. Today, I also saw the photo of a dinosaur fossil. I thought of a new idea. Millions of years ago, there were dinosaurs on Earth. There were many types of dinosaurs. Some of them, like Argentinosauruses, sauropods, triceratops, and Dracorex's ate plants. Some of them, like Microraptors, T-Rexes, Allosauruses, and Velociraptors, ate meat. Also, they were different in size. For example, Argentinosauruses could measure up to 40 meters, and they were 100 tons. But Microraptors were only 40 centimeters. Dinosaurs ruled the Earth, not humankind. But an asteroid hit the Earth, and dinosaurs became extinct. All of them. I can use that technique again. I can change the orbit of an asteroid with my teleportation machine. But my teleportation machine isn't so powerful. I can use it to teleport small things, but I can't teleport an enormous asteroid with it. It can cause a big accident. I can get injured as well. So, I think I'll stay and try to make a better plan. By the way, Arda wants to tell people that I'm an alien. That's another problem. Maybe I should get rid of him too. But for now, he guides me on Earth. So, I need him.
E. What type of TV program is it? Write. Then, circle the right TV sign for the program.
Month 1. The Television Room. Today, those silly children learn that I'm an alien. But it's okay. They're just children, and no one believes them. I can keep them under control. Today, I learned very interesting information about human beings. They have an invention called television. This machine just shows them videos, but today children fought for it. So it has a really big effect on people, and it gives me an idea. I don't need the Queen of Sunland to control human beings. I just need TV programs. TV programs can affect them, change them, and make them fight. So I wrote these scenarios. There is just one problem. TV signs. People look at these signs, and they don't watch programs like these. I think I need a better plan to destroy humans.
F. Look at the pictures and fill in the blanks.
Month 1. The Fancy Dress Party. The principal of the school saw me in the alien form. The children said it's a costume, and they threw a fancy dress party for me. The principal believed them. Humankind is really silly. They celebrate silly things. For example, they celebrate their birthdays. They call it a birthday party. They buy a cake and they put candles on it. Later, they sing a song together and they blow them. Also, they celebrate their diplomas. They call this kind of party a graduation party. They wear a cap and they throw it in the air at the end of the party. Another party type is a wedding party. People get married and they throw parties for this. But fancy dress parties are worse than the others. People wear different types of costumes. Well, today, this party type saved my life, so I attended it. I performed an alien dance. I looked cheerful, outgoing, easygoing, and friendly. I think I gained everyone's trust. But there is a girl. Her name is Yasemin. She can cause trouble. I'll wait and see.
G. Fill in the blanks with the future forms of the verbs in brackets. Make negative or positive sentences.
Month 1. The Time Capsule Project. Today, the graduates of Magnific came to school. 10 years ago, they wrote letters for their future selves, and today they are here to read them. First, I was bored, but later, a man called Jimmy Purple read his letter. It was interesting. Jimmy thinks climate change and environmental problems can bring the end of humankind. Because of this, he became an environmental engineer. He works for Greenpeace and tries to save the planet. It gave me an idea. I made a plan. Step 1. I will stop environmentalists like Jimmy Purple, so they can't save the Earth. Step 2. People will pollute their natural habitat. Yes, they are so selfish. Without people like Jimmy, they will stop recycling. They will cut down trees and hunt all animals. Step 3. People will eat food pills because there will be no plants or animals left. They will die because of pollution. Step 4. People won't find any clean water. Step 5. Human beings will become extinct. Step 6. We aliens will come to the world, and we will take their natural resources. I hope we can defeat humankind without a space war this way. It's a clever plan. I started with Jimmy Purple. I caught him at the toilet, but he threw a soap dish on me. I escaped. Jimmy didn't see me, but Arda did. He told his teachers the truth about me. I lied and escaped from Magnific. I am very angry at those kids. They know so much about me. But they will go to Istanbul for football finals soon. I have evil plans for them.
H. Fill in the blanks with the words in the boxes.
Month 1. My travels on Earth. This week, I visited municipalities. I kidnapped all the mayors and the leaders. I locked them to the cages of the old zoo in Sunland. No one can find them there. Later, I changed my appearance, and I looked like mayors. I ended all environmental projects. No recycling, no energy saving, no waste filters. My plan works well. Later, I visited Magnific because I'm very angry at those kids. I started a fire in the bookstore, but the fire station was close, so firemen controlled the fire in a very short time. Arda went to the police station to report the crime, but they didn't believe him. Later, he went to the park. His friends were training around picnic tables and trees. I appeared in front of them. I said, "We will meet again. We will meet again because I will kidnap Arda and take him to my planet for scientific tests. My research on Earth is coming to an end."
I. Read the text below. Then, circle true or false for each sentence. If they are false, correct them.
Month 2. Leaving the Earth. Today, I will go to the football finals and I will kidnap Arda. Later, I will go back to Messier 87. I will report the information about the world. We will do experiments on Arda. Later, we will come back here with an army. We will take their natural resources and destroy their planet. Many years ago, my planet in Messier 87 galaxy was like the world. It was full of clean water, fresh air, and green forests. But we were silly like human beings. Our factories threw their waste into our lakes, rivers, and oceans. We didn't use renewable energy sources, and we wasted energy. We didn't recycle. We threw our trash on the streets, and we cut down trees. Our beautiful planet died. Now we have to destroy other planets and take their natural resources, or we can't survive.
J. What is the order of the space objects from the biggest to the smallest? What did aliens find there? Write.
List of the space objects that I destroyed. Gliss. It was the biggest planet in Andromeda Galaxy. It had two satellites like the moon. The surface of the planet was full of fresh water. Kepleris. Kepleris was the satellite of Gliss. It was smaller than Gliss. It was full of forests. Zygante. It was the second satellite of Gliss. It was smaller than Gliss, but it was bigger than Kepleris. We found ice and water there. Amuran. It was a dwarf planet near Gliss. It was smaller than Gliss, but it was bigger than its satellites. There was a lot of oxygen in the atmosphere of this dwarf planet. Caparis. It was another dwarf planet near Gliss. It was smaller than Amurin, but it was bigger than Ziganti. We found lots of interesting plants there. Note. The first password of my teleportation machine. Order of the planets from the biggest to the smallest. The second password of my teleportation machine. The things that we found on those planets.
Now, check your answers in this unit and work on your mistakes. After that, you can continue.
Yasmin writes the password on the remote control of the teleportation machine. And then she shouts,
"Bring our teachers and the police officers here!"
She pushes a button. Suddenly, all the teachers and the police officers in Magnific appear at the beach. They are confused.
"What? What happened? Where are we?"
Yasmin shows them the remote control.
"You don't believe us, but Enigmatic is an alien. This is the teleportation machine. It belongs to it. Now I will teleport its space shuttle here, and you will see it too."
No one speaks. They can only hear the sound of the waves.
"Bring Enigmatic's space shuttle here."
She pushes the button. Millions of kilometers above, Arda and Enigmatic are on Ceres. An enormous asteroid is falling on them. Enigmatic runs and screams in the space shuttle. Arda closes his eyes and waits. Nothing happens. Arda opens his eyes.
"What? What happened? Am I dead?"
He looks out of the window and sees Magnific.
"Oh! Is this paradise?"
Enigmatic looks very angry.
"Humans! This time I will use a supernova bomb. I will destroy your planet."
Enigmatic goes to the control panel. It raises its hand. It will push the orange button. It's the button of the supernova bomb. Arda unlocks the chain around his hand. He runs near the red button on the other side. It teleported the alien out of the shuttle when the gravity system was broken. He hopes it will teleport them out of the space shuttle before Enigmatic pushes the orange button. Arda hears a voice.
"Raise your hands, alien!"
They are at the beach. The red button teleported them there, and this is the end of Enigmatic.
Hooray!
His friends run towards Arda, and they hug him.
"Arda! You are back! You are back!"
Yasmin shows the journal of Enigmatic to Mr. Ruler.
"Here, this is the evidence of the alien's crimes on Earth. He changed his appearance and looked like mayors and world leaders. He made new rules and tried to pollute the nature. He wants to destroy our planet. The mayors and leaders are at the old zoo in Sunland. You must go and save them."
Policemen catch Enigmatic and arrest him.
"Don't worry, Yasmin. This alien is under control now. We will save the leaders too."
They put Enigmatic in prison. Arda goes near Yasmin.
"Thank you. You are my best friend, Yasmin. You are very nice and clever. You saved my life. You saved the world."
"You saved the world too, Arda. You are brave and you have a good heart."
They both smile. The sun is setting. The color of the sky turns orange. Students are walking to the school from the beach.
"Every year you have new adventures, Arda. Pirate treasures, sea boys, aliens. What are your plans for the next semester?"
"Well, I heard stories about a dragon treasure in Italy. Would you like to go there and look for it in summer? Or would you like to go home and have a peaceful life? Maybe you can work hard and become a more successful student. It's your choice."
"I'm not sure. Let me think."
Arda thinks well before he makes a decision. He has a strange feeling. He feels his decision can affect his future, so he should think well.
Answer the question below. There are no right or wrong answers here, but this decision will affect Arda's future, so think before you choose.
What will Arda do next summer? Choose!
A. He will go home, spend time with his family, study his lessons, and have a peaceful summer. You choose this option? Then, go to page 142. B. He will go to Italy to look for the dragon treasure with Jamie. You choose this option? Then go to page 143. You choose option A?
10 years later, Arda goes to Magnific and reads his letter in the time capsule.
Dear future me, I want to be a veterinarian in the future, but I know I can't. I'm not good at anything. I always lie and cheat to be successful. I didn't want to write this letter, but Mr. Ruler forced me. I'm a totally useless person. The world doesn't need me. Arda.
Arda feels shocked because he isn't like the person that he wrote about in his letter.
Arda in the future. Name, Arda Yilmaz. Job, veterinarian. Awards, the best veterinarian of the world. Marriage, yes. Children, yes. Pets, a cat and a dog.
You choose option B?
10 years later, Arda goes to Magnific and reads his time capsule letter.
Dear future me, I want to be a veterinarian in the future, but I know I can't. I'm not good at anything. I always lie and cheat to be successful. I didn't want to write this letter, but Mr. Ruler forced me. I'm a totally useless person. The world doesn't need me. Arda.
Arda feels shocked because he isn't like the person that he wrote about in his letter.